Chapter 20.
1. And Abraham pulled up stakes from there to the land of the Negev, and lived between Kadesh and Shur, and stayed in Gerar. 2. And Abraham said with regards to his wife Sarah, "She is my sister." And Abimelech the king of Gerar sent and took Sarah. 3. But Elohim came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, "Behold, you are about to die because of the woman you have taken, she being married to a husband." 4. And Abimelech had not come near to her. And he said, "Yahweh, will you slay even a righteous nation?" 5. And did he not say to me, "She is my sister"? And she, even herself, said, "He is my brother. In the honor of my heart and the purity of my hands I have done this." 6. And Elohim said to him in a dream, "Yes, I know that you did this in the honor of your heart, and I also withheld you from sinning against me. On account of this I did not allow you to touch her." 7. And now return the wife of the man, for he is a prophet, and he will pray for you, and you shall live. And if you do not restore her, know that surely you shall die, you and all that are yours." 8. And Abimelech rose up early in the morning and called for all his servants. And he spoke all these words in their ears. And the men were greatly afraid. 9. And Abimelech called Abraham and said to him, "What have you done to us? And in what have I offended you that you have brought on me and on my kingdom a great sin? You have done things to me that ought not to be done." 10. And Abimelech said to Abraham, "What did you see that you have done this thing?" 11. And Abraham said, "Because I thought, surely the reverence of Elohim is not in this place, and they will kill me for my wife's sake." 12. And yet she really is my sister, daughter of my father, only not daughter of my mother. And she became my wife. 13. And it happened when Elohim made me wander from my father's house, even I said to her, "This is your kindness which you do to me, at every place where we come there, say of me, 'He is my brother.'" 14. Abimelech took sheep and oxen, and male slaves, and slave girls, and gave to Abraham. And he returned his wife Sarah to him. 15. Abimelech said, "Behold, my land is before you. Live where it pleases you." 16. And he said to Sarah, "Behold, I have given 1,000 of silver to your brother. Behold, it is for you a covering of the eyes to all who are with you. And with all this you are reproved." 17. And Abraham prayed to Elohim, and Elohim healed Abimelech and his wife and his concubines, and they gave birth. 18. For Yahweh had completely closed up every womb of the house of Abimelech because of Sarah, the wife of Abraham.
Chapter 21.
1. And Yahweh visited Sarah as he had said. And Yahweh did to Sarah as he had promised. 2. And Sarah conceived and bore a son to Abraham in his old age, at the appointed time, that which Elohim had spoken with him. 3. And Abraham called the name of the son who was born to him, whom Sarah had borne to him, Isaac. 4. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac, a son of 8 days, as Elohim had instructed him. 5. And Abraham was a son of 100 years when his son Isaac was born to him. 6. And Sarah said, "Elohim has made laughter for me, all who hear will laugh with me." 7. And she said, "Who would have said to Abraham, 'Will Sarah suckle sons?' For I have borne a son to his old age." 8. And the child grew and was weaned. And Abraham made a great feast on the day Isaac was weaned. 9. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar the Egyptian, whom she had borne to Abraham, mocking. 10. And she said to Abraham, "Drive away the slave girl and her son, for the son of this slave girl shall not inherit with my son, with Isaac." 11. And the thing was very evil in the eyes of Abraham, on account of his son. 12. And Elohim said to Abraham, "Let it not be evil in your eyes because of the boy, and on account of your slave girl. All that Sarah says to you, listen to her voice, for in Isaac your seed shall be called." 13. And also I will make a nation of the son of the slave girl, for he is your seed. 14. And Abraham started up early in the morning and took bread and a skin of water and gave them to Hagar, putting them on her shoulder, and the child, and sent her away. And she left and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. 15. And the water from the skin was finished, and she put the boy under one of the shrubs. 16. And she went and sat down opposite him, about a bow shot away. For she said, Let me not see the death of the boy. And she sat opposite and raised her voice and wept. 17. And Elohim heard the voice of the young boy. And the messenger of Elohim called to Hagar out of the heavens. And he said to her, What ails you, Hagar? Do not fear, for Elohim has heard the voice of the boy, there where he is. 18. Rise up, lift up the boy and make your hand strong on him, for I will make of him a great nation. 19. And Elohim opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. And she went and filled the skin with water, and gave drink to the young boy. 20. And Elohim was with the boy. And he grew up. And he lived in the wilderness and became a great archer. 21. And he lived in the wilderness of Paran. And his mother took a wife for him out of the land of Egypt. 22. And it happened at the time Abimelech and Phicol, the general of his army, spoke to Abraham, saying, Elohim is with you in all that you do. 23. And now swear to me here by Elohim, that you will not lie to me, and to my son, and to my heir, according to the kindness which I have sworn to you, do to me and to the land in which you have lived in. 24. And Abraham said, I will swear. 25. And Abraham reproved Abimelech on account of a well of water which the slaves of Abimelech had seized. 26. And Abimelech said, I do not know who has done this thing, and also you have not told me, even I have not heard, except today. 27. And Abraham took sheep and oxen and gave to Abimelech, and both of them cut the covenant. 28. And Abraham set 7 ewe lambs of the flock by themselves. 29. And Abimelech said to Abraham, What are these 7 ewe lambs which you have set by themselves? 30. And he said, You shall take the 7 ewe lambs from my hand so that it may become for me a witness that I dug this well. 31. On account of this that place is called Beersheba, because the two of them swore there. 32. And they cut the covenant in Beersheba. And Abimelech and Phicol, the general of his army, rose up, and they returned to the land of the Philistines. 33. And Abraham planted a tamarisk tree in Beersheba, and there he called on the name of Yahweh Elohim. 34. And Abraham lived in the land of the Philistines many days.
Chapter 22.
1. And it happened after these things, the Elohim, testing Abraham, said to him, Abraham. And he said, Behold, I am here. 2. And he said, Now take your son, Isaac, your only one whom you love, and go into the land of Moriah. And there offer him for a burnt offering on one of the mountains which I will say to you. 3. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his donkey, and he took 2 of his youths with him, and his son Isaac. And he split wood for a burnt offering, and rose up and went to the place which Elohim had said to him. 4. And on the 3rd day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place from a distance. 5. And Abraham said to his young men, You stay here with the donkey. I and the boy will go over there that we may worship and may return to you. 6. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac, his son, and he took the fire and the knife in his hand. And the two went together. 7. And Isaac spoke to his father Abraham and said, My father. And he said, Behold, I am here. And he said, See, the fire and the wood. But where is the lamb for a burnt offering? 8. And Abraham said, My son, Elohim will see for himself, the lamb for a burnt offering. And the two of them went together. 9. And they came to the place which Elohim had said to him. And Abraham built there the altar, and arranged the wood. And he bound the son Isaac and laid him on the altar, on the wood. 10. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. 11. And the messenger of Yahweh called to him from the heavens and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, I am here. 12. And he said, Do not lay your hand on the boy, nor do anything to him. For now I know that you revere Elohim and you have not withheld your son, your only one, from me.
13. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, a ram behind him was entangled in a thicket by its horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it for a burnt offering instead of his son. 14. And Abraham called the name of that place Yahweh Yireh, so that it is said until this day, in the mount of Yahweh it will be seen. 15. And the messenger of Yahweh called to Abraham out of the heavens a second time.
16. And he said, I have sworn by myself, declares Yahweh, that on account of this thing you have done, and have not withheld your son, your only son, 17, that blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply your seed as the stars of the heavens, and as the sand which is on the lip of the sea. And your seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. 18, and in your seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have listened to my voice. 19. And Abraham returned to his young men, and they rose up and went together to Beersheba. And Abraham lived at Beersheba. 20. And it happened after these things it was told to Abraham, saying, Behold, Milcah, she also has borne sons to your brother Nahor. 21. Uz, his firstborn, Buz, and his brother Kemuel, the father of Aram. 22. And Kest, and Hazo, and Pildash, and Jidlaf, and Bethel. 23. And Bethel fathered Rebekah. Milcah bore these eight to Nahor, the brother of Abraham. 24. And his concubine, whose name was Rumah, she also bore Teba, and Gaham, and Thahash, and Makah.
Chapter 23.
1. And the life of Sarah was 127 years, the years of the life of Sarah. 2. And Sarah died in Kirjath Arba, it is Hebron, in the land of Canaan. And Abraham went in to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. 3. And Abraham rose up from Bethuel's dead and spoke to the sons of Heth, saying, 4. I am an alien and a visitor with you. Give to me a possession among you, so that I may bury my dead from before the eyes. 5. And the sons of Heth answered Abraham, saying to him, 6. Hear us, my master. You are a prince of Elohim among us. Bury your dead in the best of our burying places. Not a man of us will withhold his burying place from you, from burying your dead. 7. And Abraham rose up and bowed himself to the people of the land, to the sons of Heth. 8. And he spoke with them, saying, If it is your desire to bury my dead out of my sight, hear me. Ask for me of Ephron the son of Zohar. 9. That he may give to me the cave of Machpelah which he has, which is in the edge of his field. In full silver let him give it to me among you, for a possession of a burying place. 10. And Ephron was sitting among the sons of Heth. And Ephron the Hittite replied to Abraham in the ears of the sons of Heth, to all those entering the gate of his city, saying, 11. No, my master, hear me. I have given the field to you, also the cave that is in it. I have given it to you. Before the eyes of the sons of my people I have given it to you. Bury your dead. 12. And Abraham bowed before the people of the land. 13. And spoke to Ephron in the ears of the people of the land, saying, Only if you would hear me. I have given the silver for the field, take it from me, that I may bury my dead there. 14. And Ephron answered Abraham, saying to him, 15. My master, hear me, the land is worth 400 shekels of silver, what is that between me and you? And bury your dead. 16. And Abraham listened to Ephron, and Abraham weighed to Ephron the silver of which he had spoken in the ears of the sons of Heth, 400 silver shekels which passes with the merchant.
17. And was certified the field of Ephron in Machpelah, which was before Mamre, the cave and the field in it, and all the trees in the field, which were in all its borders around it. 18. to Abraham for a purchase before the sons of Heth, with all entering the gate of his city. 19. And after this Abraham buried his wife Sarah at the cave of the field of Machpelah before Mamre. It is Hebron, in the land of Canaan.
20. And the field was certified, and the cave in it, to Abraham for a burial possession from the sons of Heth.